Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meep, meep.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and hump day alohas to you. You are just in time as we begin the most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mac Show. It's also the most heavily congested hour. No coincidence there. Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063.com. Upcoming here in the next few minutes, we are anticipating hearing from Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright about this maniac that is going around stabbing and shooting horses here in the upstate. Chuck Wright is going to bring us up to date on the investigation as it stands right now. I know they're putting more resources behind it. Meantime, during the regular course of the week, I will get emails, text messages about the propagandists who like to describe themselves as journalists these days, and people posing the question, Bob, are these people real just diehard ideologues? They're people who identify with the socialist progressive Marxist agenda, or are they phonies and they're doing this because they can make a ton of money doing it? Here's some evidence. You decide for yourself, all right? CNN host Don Lemon, you may remember Don. Remember during the mystery disappearance of the Malaysian airliner, they had an aeronautical expert on CNN with Don, and Don very intelligently inquired whether or not it was possible that the aircraft could have disappeared into a black hole, or possibly the entire aircraft had been abducted by aliens. Certainly, those were solutions to the mystery of the missing Malaysian airliner that I'm sure many had already considered as a possibility themselves and immediately dismissed. Well, this genius CNN host Don Lemon declared he's, quote, not some liberal Democrat, and claimed he isn't partisan. And he did this yesterday when discussing the ongoing impeachment horrors. Quote, I think on this one, the Republicans are on the wrong side of history, and they are the most hypocritical. Does Don Lemon win the award for least self-aware individual on the planet? I'm not a partisan. I know that people think that I'm some liberal Democrat. I'm not. What is he? A right-wing extremist? A moderate? They used to think I was a conservative Republican. Who is they, Don, whoever in their right minds might have thought you are a conservative Republican? I'm not, Lemon said during his nightly handoff with fellow CNN host Chris Cuomo, who also, I guess, by the way, is not some liberal Democrat. But I don't think the Republicans are serving themselves well. You may recall Mr. Lemon has been an outspoken critic of President Trump and members of his administration, but CNN has long touted its ratings challenge primetime lineup of Anderson Cooper 360, Cuomo Primetime, and Lemon's CNN Tonight. They bill them as straight news shows despite the heavy dose of liberal opinion. The network's website, in fact, labels Don Lemon as an anchor. Now, a news anchor and an opinion host might seem not very different to the average TV viewer, but the media considers the titles very distinct. News anchors, of which I was one at one point, are expected to report the news and leave the punditry up to the opinion hosts. 2010, for example, Lemon famously proclaimed CNN doesn't, quote, do opinion. Yeah. Creating a quote that is often revisited by critics of the network. Dan Gaynor, VP of Media Research Center, told Fox News that Lemon, quote, consistently claims people on the right are racist and has defended Antifa, or Antifa, however you want to pronounce it. So not much discussion available as to where he stands politically. Gaynor said, and I quote, Don Lemon is a Trump-hating left-wing activist, and even liberals are embarrassed by him. The left has criticized him at times because he's also prone to saying some of the most stupid things in the history of television, like asking if the Malaysian jet's disappearance was supernatural or that it might have gone into a black hole. Hardly a candidate for the Ronald Reagan Award. Meanwhile, Vanity Fair reported earlier this year that the New York Times blocks its reporters from appearing on Lemon's show because it is, quote, too partisan. Wow. I mean, just wow. So Don Lemon, who claims he is not some liberal Democrat and that he is not partisan, is considered, in fact, too partisan by the ultra-conservative New York slimes to allow their reporters to be on his show. He's too far left for the New York Times. Holy cow. The magazine reported that Times executive editor Dean Baquet is concerned that his reporters who appear on particular programs, including Women's CNN Tonight, would be perceived as being aligned with the show's far-left politics. Well, not to worry, Dan. Nobody is certainly going to ever confuse the New York Times with as being a bastion of conservatism. All right? Not to worry, buddy. Jeez. And he says this stuff with a straight face, you know? So, you know, the next time you ask yourself, are they true believers? Are they delusional? Are they tunnel visioned? Yeah, pretty much. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307, Bobby, Lemon is so far right that he's now a left. So, you know, the yin and the yang there. Now, Bobby, I think Don Lemon is well deserving of a Darwin Award. Yeah, but you have to have passed away to win a Darwin Award of your own volition, usually from something stupid. Hey, Bob, I understand your displeasure with Senator Graham runs deep, but on the subject of compelling certain people to testify before his committee, I think he's ready and waiting for the Inspector General to release his report. Yeah, the IG is supposed to appear before the Judiciary Committee December 11th. If its impact is as widespread as hoped, Lindsay is wise not to upstage the IG. I'm still waiting to hear about the bottom he was going to get to about the Feinstein Blasey Ford letter. Let's see if he flexes his judicial abilities then. He does work with the Dems sometimes, but that used to be a good thing. It's a pragmatic approach. I hope he's armed to the teeth and reveals as much of the corruption as he can. P.S., thanks for getting info out on the horses. Yeah, you're doing a great job from Russ. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate that. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mac Show. I got to zip off a quick text message and see where the sheriff is, because we're overdue for him to be here. See if we can line him up here in the next couple of minutes. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show. It's Hump Day.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Sun sinking slowly over the western horizon. 21 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. This is horse country here in the upstate of South Carolina and western North Carolina as well. And a lot of people very disturbed and upset by the recent wave of attacks on people's horses. Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright joining me this afternoon. Chuck, I appreciate your team taking time to be with us as always. This really has a lot of people concerned and very upset and worried about the safety of their own horses.
Well, it has my it's piqued my interest, that's for sure. I'm trying to figure out if somebody or some animal is doing this. We did have one horse that was cut in the face the other day, yesterday, that was actually captured on camera, and it happened to be a boar hog.
Really?
I'm kind of hoping that's all it is, but we're not taking any chances. We got a lot of stuff that we're doing to try to catch whoever's doing this.
Gotcha. And now I understand the AG has also invited SLED to be a part of the investigation. So I'm sure you probably welcome as much investigative help as you can get.
Yeah, we'll take all help from everybody. I mean, this is when we all work together, bad guys lose, and that's what we're hoping for in this case. And it wasn't the AG. It was Henry McMaster and the lieutenant governor.
Gotcha.
That called me directly and told me that whatever I needed, and called Mr. Johnny McBrown, too, and said whatever we needed, it was ours, and we've took advantage of that. So
yeah,
we got things in place. I just don't want to tell everything we're doing.
We certainly don't want to reveal any investigative techniques that might tip the hand of whoever might be involved in this. Hard to imagine. Wasn't one of these horses shot, Sheriff?
Yes, Yeah, one was in North Carolina, and I think one was in Greenville. Now, we know a hog didn't do that.
But, right.
I'm hoping that this was some dumb redneck that thought it was a deer. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping for. But
as far as the shooting's concerned?
Yes, sir, for the shooting part. But, I mean, that still gives nobody an excuse to do it. It just makes sense that, you know, I'm trying to make sense of how it was happening because, you know, it's illegal to shoot animals at nighttime unless you're hog hunting. So
right. Yeah, it's interesting because if there is one individual who is responsible for these attacks on these horses, it kind of boggles the imagination to imagine there could be somebody else, a like-minded sicko that would be involved in doing this. In other words, I guess I'm suggesting maybe it's one person rather than multiple, but I'm sure that as the investigation goes on, you don't want to dismiss any possibility, right?
Yeah, until we figure out what's happening to these horses, everything is open. And I'm going to tell you, they probably don't want me to catch them. I'm hoping somebody else catches them. I've told our deputies, so I want all the audience to hear this. So if you are around the horses, you know, patrolling the horses or just riding up and down the road trying to make sure nobody's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a blue light in behind you, this ain't a good time to run because I've told our guys to get you stopped however they need to.
Gotcha. Yeah, understood. I got a text message.
Obviously, if you're a neighbor just trying to help, then that's all well and good.
But, sure.
Just let us know, please.
I got a text message just a couple of minutes ago, and we're talking with Sheriff Chuck Wright from Spartanburg. I think the individual attacking the horses had better hope they're caught by law enforcement, because if a horse owner catches them, it could go very bad very quickly.
I agree with that, but I want to go ahead and say this, too. There's no bigger Second Amendment advocate than me.
Right.
But there, a horse, please don't kill anybody over a horse.
Yeah.
Please don't. I know they're family pets, and I know they're more like children. I get it. But, you know, you have to almost reserve that kind of violence, I guess you would say, or firepower to just your family, you know. So, and it could be, honestly, if you catch somebody in your pasture, it could be a lost hunter. I mean, it could be somebody out looking for their dog or whatever. But,
yeah,
golly, just don't do that. Please don't do that.
Yeah, that's a good point to make, Sheriff, that the possibilities here are endless for – I don't know how I should describe it, a case of mistaken identity where it could end up as a tragedy.
Yeah, and listen, once you shoot somebody, you can't take it back.
Right.
And I know a lot of officers now that are not in law enforcement because they couldn't handle the fact that they killed another human.
Sure. Yeah, something
it's a tough thing.
Something very difficult to reconcile.
My soldiers have to deal with all the time, and that's why I put him in such high regards.
Yep. Yeah, and officers also can be susceptible to PTSD. We know about the one you mentioned, Sheriff Wright, that was shot in North Carolina. How many other horses do we know of that we believe are these kinds of attacks?
I'm thinking there's six cases is what I heard last night, and Keaton, unless something come in last night that we hadn't heard about yet.
Okay.
And everybody that's listening that may not have been at the meeting or didn't see it on the live Facebook post last night, if something does happen to your horse, first things first, get medical attention to your horse.
Right.
But don't, you know, if the horse is deceased, don't move it. Don't bother it. Let us, we're going to do some forensic techniques on it, see, you know, if we can figure out what's going on with it.
Gotcha. One of the horses that was originally believed, Sheriff, to have been cut with a knife, you mentioned a boar attack. Is it possible that one or more of these are wild animal attacks and not some individual attacking the horses with a knife or other weapon?
I'm hoping that that's what we'll discover, and we'll be able to, you know, to shoot the boar, actually. We
yeah.
want to get all those shags out of the way. But, you know, I'm really hoping that we don't have some sicko out there trying to cut an animal like a horse. I mean, it's not like the horses jump the fence and run you down and bite you.
Right.
You know, they're normally scared of other people that are not their owners.
Sure. And many of these horses are, as you mentioned, treated as pets, you know, and you will let you walk right up to them. It's really sad, and I know it has angered a lot of people. Sheriff Wright, I appreciate your time today and appreciate your agency's assistance in trying to get to the bottom of this. And we wish you the best in bringing swift conclusion to this investigation?
Well, my message to everybody is it's upsetting me, too. And if you see something, say something.
Yep. Appreciate
it. Thank you very much, Bobby. Have a good day.
Thank you. Sheriff Chuck Wright joining us this afternoon from Spartanburg. Appreciate their efforts in this behalf because this is something that has – there are so many – as I mentioned at the beginning – this is horse country. There are a lot of people that have horses around here, and many of them treat them as pets. And if there is some twisted, sick individual that's out there attacking them, let's hope that the LEOs can get to the bottom of this sooner rather than later, and certainly before any more animals are attacked. 529 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center, and then I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day on WORD. Ooh, working on a pretty hump day sunset. Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. 5:36 now, 24 before 6. Yeah, and creep along the interstate. Oh, and speaking of the highway, Bob, three-way stop at Milford.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Church Road and Highway 101, it's a fiasco. Great use of government bureaucracy, making things better. So there you go. And you're wondering what happened today with former America's ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, testifying today. What is up with Ken Starr? He now says there's a clear path to impeachment for bribery and some sort of process crime for obstruction of justice. Bear in mind, Ken Starr is the idiot who couldn't get Bill Clinton impeached when everybody and his brother knew that he had lied to the grand jury. Nice job, Ken. Have a seat, Ken. Lay down for a while. Put a wet cloth on your forehead until you calm down. Meantime, Georgia Congressman Mike Turner hammered Sondland during today's testimony, seizing on the ambassador's admission that he never heard the president or anyone else in the White House explicitly link Ukrainian aid with the opening of an investigation into 2020 Democrat candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Well, in the first place, there is nothing illegal, immoral, there's no obstruction of justice in a president asking the leader of another country to investigate corruption. If you want to see some real corruption, look at the $3 million that Hunter Biden hauled out of the Ukraine from Burisma Energy with no knowledge whatsoever of the energy industry. There's your corruption. We'll see. It's a dog and pony show. I think Ken Starr's an idiot. 22 before 6, here we go. Time for the Hump Day edition of ATF. And here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. And as always, I'm joined for ATF by the Bobettes Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Hello.
And Little Annie in the news center.
Greetings. Salutations.
One day older today than yesterday, which was her birthday.
Yippee.
Okay, here we go. And I'm not sure. This is either surprising or maybe really depressing.
Uh-oh.
Before you go shopping for a present for your pooch on Black Friday, make sure you've also got a plan to take care of the real human beings in your life.
Oh.
Because according to a new survey, people are just as likely to buy a Christmas present for their pet as they are for their grandparents. I see they got a new bone for your doggy there. But nothing for me. Meantime, 96% of grandparents plan on getting a present for their grandkids. Wow. While their dog gets a present before they do. Well, here's a question. A society changing all the time, of course, as we know. Could we reach a point in the next few decades where it's just as common for men to wear makeup as women?
Oh, great.
According to a new survey, there's always a new survey, younger men are absolutely interested in the idea of wearing makeup. Older men, not so much. 33% of men under 29, 30% of men between 30 and 44 say they'd be interested. On the other hand, 89% of men over 65 say it is not for them. Having put on makeup at least once a day as a TV news anchor, I can commiserate with the ladies having to put on makeup every day. Because
did you do it yourself?
I did. Yeah.
Your mascara was on point.
And the rosy cheeks.
Rouge, Bobby, rouge.
You know, I worked with a guy in Atlanta who put on eyeliner.
Oh, dear.
And I thought, too much, too soon. Holidays right around the corner. Big time for movies. According to a survey by the Marcus Theater chain, nearly half of us plan on going four or more times between now and January 1.
Oh, fun.
Here are the five most anticipated movies of the holiday season. One of them, as I know that Miss Moneypenny is slobbering over, Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
You're a big Star Wars fan, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. I remember when the first one came out.
You going to see The Rise of Skywalker?
Possibly.
Well, you're in the 53% of those who say they will. It opens December 20. Frozen 2.
Let it go.
You know, it's going to be a biggie. 44% say they plan on seeing it. Opens November 22nd. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
I really want to see that one.
The Mr. Rogers movie. 42% thereabouts. That opens November 22nd, right around the corner.
I just see Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
Jumanji, The Next Level, 41%. That opens December 13th. Little Women opens Christmas Day.
I'll go to that.
That one looks interesting.
24%. By the way, the Bobettes both would qualify as cast members of Little Women.
Is that a short joke?
Well, it's at your discretion.
I'm so slow.
Look who's talking.
How about this? Some math nerds, you know they're out there, tried to use calculus on something we actually really care about, but in point of fact, they just made things more confusing.
What would that be?
Well, you know, we've all heard that a dog year equals 7 human years, right? But everyone knows it's not really true. No, your 18-year-old dog isn't 126. So researchers at UC San Diego came up with a new equation by looking at how dog DNA ages.
Cool.
Think they had a federal grant for this study?
Probably.
Yeah. It involves something called a natural logarithm, which varies depending on how old the dog is. So first you have to use an online calculator to figure that out. Mm-hmm. The other big problem is they've only come up with one equation so far, and that only works for labs. Probably because they're the most popular breed, so it doesn't work on other dogs. Here's the equation they came up with. Let's see if we can follow this. Okay. And bear in mind, the person who was telling you on this was a 48th percentile in math, okay? 98th percentile linguistics, 48th in math. There goes med school and engineering school.
Durr.
Hello, broadcasting. To figure out a lab's age in human years, first you find their natural logarithm number, somewhere between 0 and 3. Then you multiply it by 16, then add 31. How's this work out? Well, if your dog is 12, it means they're 71 in human years, not 84, which you would have gotten with the old 7-year rule. But they're not always younger. For example, a 7-year-old dog would be 62 instead of 49. Oh. And there's one more flaw here as well, because even the researchers admit it doesn't work for all ages. According to the formula, a 1-year-old dog would be 31, a 2-year-old dog would be 42, and a 20-year-old dog would only be 79. So, probably two or three minutes of your life that you can never get back understanding an equation nobody is ever going to use in the first place.
You came up with that, right?
No. UC San Diego are the folks to blame for that one. We basically write off the end of the year when it comes to health and diet. According to another new survey, 47% of people say they already know. They have no resistance. They'll give in and break their diet during the holiday season. Top foods that will break our diet for?
Pumpkin pie.
Yep. Well, round up the usual suspects. Yeah. Cookies.
Yep.
Cookies. Pies.
Yep.
Cakes.
Yep.
Home-cooked holiday meals.
Yep, yep, yep.
Okay? So if you're going to watch anything, you know, it's 20,000 calories worth of desserts and everything else going into your mouth that is yummy.
That thick baked macaroni and cheese.
You know, that kind of reminds me. You just said baked. That reminds me. We conclude ATF with today's bacon fact number 17.
And now, here's bacon fact number 17.
Okay.
Fact. Bacon is healthier than crystal meth and slightly less addictive than heroin.
You bet.
Also, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy bacon.
That's right.
And that's sort of the same thing.
There you go. Now, there's ATF for today, 547 now, 13B46. Thank you, ladies.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. 5:52 now. It's 8 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. 5 o'clock follies as we roll along here on Hump Day. Yeah, it's hard to wrap your brain around a bunch of this hype going on in Washington with this phony impeachment inquiry. I mean, here is the Ambassador Sondland today saying, the president told me, look, he was asked specifically, what did you and the president talk about in this infamous phone call? Well, I said, what do you want from Ukraine? He said, nothing. I want nothing from Ukraine. I don't want any quid pro quo. I don't want anything from Ukraine. Just tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Okay? And now Ken Starr turns around and says, oh, this is an impeachable offense, blah, blah, blah. You know, it just boggles the mind. I mean, look at the testimony yesterday from Light Colonel Vindman. There are a number of things that we can take away from that. There was a There's, in fact, a top 10 list put together by Matt Margolis at Pajamas Media, pjmedia.com. Number 10, Vindman admitted the president, not unelected bureaucrats at Foggy Bottom, the State Department. The president sets U.S. policy. Number 9, Vindman admitted he never had contact with President Trump, which might be somewhat important. Number 8, Vindman admitted having no firsthand knowledge of aid or an investigation and was, quote, just following news accounts. So here's a guy testifying before Schiff's committee who is basing what he knows on what he reads in the New York Times. There's a credible witness. Number 7, Vindman admitted the president was, quote, well within his rights, end quote, to ask Ukraine for help in an investigation. I mean, let's stop right there for just a moment. That pretty much negates the entire need for this whole dog and pony show, doesn't it? If the president was within his rights to seek assistance in an investigation, then by definition, he didn't do anything wrong. Number 6, Vindman admitted that putting the transcript of the Ukraine call on a secure server, as was done at the White House, was, quote, definitely not unprecedented. Oh, but wait a minute. Democrats claim that was part of the cover-up. It's a cover-up. Yeah, right. Sure it is. The list continues. Number 5, Vindman admitted the Trump-Zelensky transcript, the one released by the White House, was his words, very accurate. Remember, the Democrats made a big stink that wasn't a transcript at all, but a memo and blah, blah, blah. Number 4, Vindman admitted he has never used the term bribery to describe the president's actions. Of course, you got to remember, back then, bribery hadn't been the focus group tested term of choice as it is now. Then it was quid pro quo. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Number 3, Vindman said he couldn't recall Ukrainians feeling pressured to do investigations. Well, let's recall the words of President Zelensky himself of Ukraine, who said, no, I wasn't pressured. We never felt any pressure. Number 2, Vindman said, as far as I can tell, Hunter Biden was not qualified to serve on the board of Burisma Energy. No kidding. As far as anybody can tell, Colonel. And number 1, Vindman said there was an appearance of a conflict of interest with Hunter Biden being on the Burisma board. No kidding. Thank you for that explanation. What is kind of astounding is that he would admit there was at least the appearance of a conflict of interest. Yeah, a $3-point-whatever-million conflict of interest. 5 o'clock Follies drawing to a close. Stand by, though. One more to go. The bonus hour is still ahead, including today's edition of Boneheads and the Deals.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.